Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it's that time of year when we're going to give you some suggestions for where you can be generous. But Alan, you took a very interesting and very good approach to looking at this. You've sort of broken these wines into three categories: splurge, bargains, and party wines.
Yeah. And these are wines that are easy to like, and if you give them as gifts, you can give them with confidence. And as we spoke about last week, you can go to our website and print up this list of wines and go shopping with them, and it makes it a lot easier. But let's start with the splurges. This is fun, and there's people you got to spend a little extra on. Let's start with the champagne, and start with one of the most famous, Charles Heidsieck.
Yep.
Champagne Charlie. Brut Reserve Champagne, $56. You can't go wrong with that. If I'm moving over to Chardonnay, one of my favorites, and it has been for a long time, is Chalk Hill.
Good stuff.
From the upper Sonoma County. And I just love it. Chalk Hill has its own tiny little appellation, by the way, which is kind of cool. $52 for first-rate California Chardonnay. Now, if you want to go to Napa Valley Cabernet, you're going to be prepared to pay some money.
Unfortunately,
but yes. I found one that is a classic that's not too bad. This is Freemark Abbey.
Oh, that wonderful stuff. I've talked about them a bunch of times.
Yeah, $45 for their Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. Very, very nice. Now, if you're looking for vintage port, again, it's not cheap, but you can find some really nice things. Let's go to one of the very best, Taylor Fladgate's Varjelas. It's a single vineyard, and it's a vintage port, 2005, $59. This is something you'll end up wanting to put away, so encourage your friends to put it away for a few years.
Absolutely. They can send me bottles of that as well.
That's right. Now, if you're looking for good value, you want to stretch your money but get something good for it, we've got some wines for you. If we're going to talk about sparkling wine, let's go to Chandon. California Brut Classic Sparkling Wine, $20. They've been making a nice wine for a long, long time. So I have a lot of respect for them. My discovery of the year, Fritz Chardonnay from Sonoma County. It comes from one of the very best sources of Chardonnay in California. And at $30, this is like getting first-rate Chardonnay at half price. Okay. Really, really good deal. Hess has made really nice Cabernet Sauvignon for a long time. And their Ohlone bottling at $25 is very, very good.
That's Napa a good Valley. Buy.
That is a very nice buy. And finally, I think this may be the bargain of the whole bunch, going back to Taylor Fladgate, their regular entry-level Tawny Port at $15.
Is a deal.
That's a real deal. And nobody's going to regret getting that. Now, finally, if you're going to go to a party and you want to show up with something that's going to be fun and not going to insult anyone, I'm going to recommend these wines. Quila Cava. This is a Spanish sparkling wine for $12. It's a party in a bottle.
Sure.
A lot of fun. If you want to take a Chardonnay along, I don't think you can do much better than Clos du Bois at $13.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
guy.
Very nice. And an old friend for Cabernet Sauvignon, Louis Martini
from
Sonoma County. His Cab Sauv is selling for $15. And finally, you may laugh at this one, but I would love getting this. A bottle of Harvey's Bristol Cream. It's a wonderful sherry. $12. You know what? It tastes good.
I haven't had that in years.
I know. And I saw it on the shelf, and I said, you know what? I would love to get some of that. Because it really is. It's very nice. And the older people seem to enjoy that. So
very good.
I guess. We're going to put all of these on the website. Hope you can make a list of them and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.